Welcome to episode 1413 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our exploration of the Eighth Commandment as a part of our systematic study of these 10 guidelines. The Apostle Paul writes something remarkable to the church at Ephesus.
Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need.
In Ephesians 4 verse 8, Paul is addressing people who have been thieves, people whose way of life has been taking that which did not belong to them. And Paul calls them to something radically different. He calls them to work, to contribute, to move from taking to giving. This is the transformation of the Eighth Commandment. Not merely avoiding theft, it is becoming someone who gives, someone who contributes, whose hands produce rather than steal. Notice what Paul says, must work, doing something useful with their own hands. Work is not presented as punishment. It is presented as the alternative to theft, the way forward. Work is dignity. There is something profound here. The thief has been taking, has been depending on stealing, has been living outside legitimate society. But now the thief is called to work, to contribute, to use hands productively, to be part of the community economy. Paul is saying, you do not have to be a thief. You can work. You can contribute. You can have dignity. Work restores what theft destroys. Theft takes. Work gives. Theft isolates. Work connects. Theft diminishes dignity. Work restores it. But notice something else. Paul does not say, work so that you will have more for yourself. Paul says, work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. The purpose of work is not accumulation for yourself. The purpose of work is to have something to give. This is revolutionary. In our culture, we are taught that the purpose of work is personal gain. Work so you can have more. So you can accumulate. So you can secure your own future. But Paul says, work so you have something to share. So you can help others. So you can contribute to the community. Thieves steal so they have more for themselves. Workers, in Paul's vision, work so they have something to give to others. This is the transformation. This is the movement from taking to contributing. Paul is calling the former thief to generosity. And generosity is the transformation of the entire person. When you give, when you share what you have, something shifts internally. You move from scarcity mentality to abundance mentality. You move from fear to trust. You move from isolation to connection. Listen to what Paul says in Acts 20, verse 35.
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
This is not sentimental. This is practical wisdom about the human soul. When you give, you experience blessing. When you receive constantly, when you take, when you hoard, you experience anxiety and emptiness. The thief who has been taking experiences emptiness. No amount of stealing satisfies. The thief is always anxious about losing what has been stolen. The thief is isolated, unable to trust. But the person who works and gives experiences something different. The satisfaction of having contributed, the joy of having helped, a connection to community. Generosity transforms you from the inside out. Notice also that Paul connects work to community. Work is not isolated. Work is for the sake of the community. The worker contributes to meeting community needs. The worker is part of the network that cares for the vulnerable, is building something together with others. This is very different from the thief who is isolated from community. The thief cannot be trusted, cannot cooperate, is separated. But the worker is integrated into community. The worker is trusted. The worker is contributing to collective well-being. And in this integration, the former thief is healed. The former thief is restored to belonging. Paul assumes work is available. He assumes that a person can work. He assumes that work is the legitimate way to have what you need and what you can share. This raises important questions about our own communities. Do we create conditions where people can work? Do we provide legitimate opportunity? Do we ensure work provides dignity and livelihood? If we do not, if we create conditions where people cannot find work, where work does not pay enough to meet basic needs, where people are forced to steal to survive, then perhaps we bear responsibility for the theft. Paul's call is not just to individuals. It is also to communities. Communities must ensure work is available. Work must provide dignity. Work must provide enough to live on and enough to share. When communities fail to provide this, when people are forced to steal because there is no legitimate way to meet their needs, the responsibility lies with the community, not just with the individual. The Eighth Commandment forbids theft. Paul shows what the fulfillment of this commandment looks like. It is not merely the absence of theft. It is the presence of work and generosity. It is not merely refraining from taking. It is actively contributing. It is not merely being isolated and anxious. It is being part of community and experiencing the blessing of giving. The Eighth Commandment is fulfilled when we work faithfully, producing something of value, share what we have with those in need, trust that we have enough and can give generously, contribute to community well-being, experience the dignity of labor and the blessing of generosity. The thief takes. The worker gives. The thief is isolated. The worker is connected. The thief is anxious, always fearing loss. The worker is at peace, trusting in her labor. The thief experiences emptiness no matter how much is stolen. The worker experiences satisfaction in having contributed. The thief is separated from community. The worker is integrated into it. The thief is defined by what he takes. The worker is defined by what he contributes. The thief's future is unstable. The worker's future is secure. The thief does not experience blessing. The worker does. Where are you taking instead of contributing? Where do you work, and are you satisfied with your contribution? Where do you have opportunity to give to those in need? What would it look like for you to move from taking to giving? This week, practice what Paul teaches. If you work, do it with integrity. Do something useful. Do it well. Recognize that your work contributes to the well-being of others. And find someone in need. Share something with them. It might be money. It might be time. It might be a skill you have. Notice how it feels to give. Notice the blessing that comes from contributing. Notice the dignity that comes from work. And if you are struggling to find work, if you are in poverty, seek support, connect with community, look for legitimate opportunity. Paul's call in Ephesians 4 verse 28 is a call to transformation. A call to move from taking to contributing, to move from theft to work, to move from isolation to community. The Eighth Commandment forbids theft. But Paul shows us what comes after the commandment is honored. What comes after is work. What comes after is generosity. What comes after is belonging. The thief experiences emptiness and anxiety. The worker experiences blessing and peace. The movement from theft to work is not just legal compliance. It is transformation of the entire person. And this transformation is available to anyone. The commandment says, anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer. This suggests that anyone can change. Anyone can move from theft to work. Anyone can experience the blessing of contributing. We honor the Eighth Commandment not merely by avoiding theft, but by working faithfully and giving generously. We honor it by moving from taking to contributing. We honor it by becoming people who build up community rather than prey on it. Father, help us move from taking to contributing. Help us find dignity in work. Help us work faithfully, producing something of value. Help us share what we have with those in need. Help us experience the blessing that comes from giving. Help us build communities where work is available and valued, where people can meet their needs through legitimate labor. Help us break cycles of theft and poverty. Help us transform ourselves and our communities from taking to giving, and help us experience the peace and blessing that comes from working with our own hands and sharing with those in need. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.